I spoke to Gurudev last year in his room, and I came in shaking, and Frankie Shaw brought me in, and I said, Gurudev, you know, this and that, and he said, the problem is, you are thinking you are the doer. He said, actually, it is all going on by my Shakti, and just become my statue. So if anything has happened this year, and anything that will happen in the future, that's good.
How many boys and children?
We have about 21 children now.
Huh?
21 children. We have 5 teachers and some assistant teachers. Some of the children who graduated from the school, they come back and they help in the school so much.
Government approved?
Government approved. We have a connection with the state of California. If anyone wants to go to college, they have the credentials to go on. Gurudev, aside from thanking you for everything, I would like to introduce all the teachers and students to you. And also, Vishnupriya Didi, little Vishnupriya, I mean, has something to give you, Gurudev. Where's Vishnupriya?
Here he is. He's always
for
her.
Money hard.
They go in your pocket, Gurudev. In your pocket, please, Gurudev. Okay. First, announcing all the teachers, I first want to acknowledge Rasik Mohan Prabhu. He's a graduate of our school, but this year he came back after staying with Premanand Prabhu in India, and he put together, almost single-handedly, this beautiful newsletter. So no one should doubt that kids come out of this school without qualification, because he's really probably one of the best writers on the planet. And he's also a very qualified devotee in so many ways. So, Rasik Mohan Prabhu.
Rasik Mohan.
Rasik Mohan.
Son of
Nandagopal and Manju Vasudev. He's graduated. If I get any he's and she's mixed up this year, please forgive me. Okay, the next person I want to acknowledge are Keshavakanta and Kishori Dasi. Keshavakanta is the daughter of Manjubhasini and Nandagopal. Please stand up. And Kishori is the daughter of Pankishore and Prabhakanta. They're both graduates from our school, but they're both so qualified and so helpful in working with the children, giving them love and affection, and coming in and doing whatever is needed. So we're very indebted to you both. Keshavakanta and Kishori Ki. Next one is Jayashree, about to be Mrs. Kishore. Stand up, please. Jayashree is also she was one of the first students we ever taught in Gopinandini and I in our teaching. And she's now become such a qualified teacher. She's teaching the young children, and she does it with so much care and attention and love and affection, preparing for her own children. Jayashree Ki Jai. And then there's our wonderful Kishore, Nanda Kishore. Kishore. They're married tomorrow. And he is training all our young boys in shlokas, in Hindi, and just mridanga. And he's just doing such a wonderful job of training these young boys, working so hard with all his heart and soul to please his Gurudev. And he's really, really wonderful asset to our school. Kishore Prabhu. Then there's Radhika. Where is Radhika? Stand up, Radhika. Radhika not only is she a sweet devotee, but she's given her heart and soul to transforming our whole high school program and giving our children. One thing that we were lacking was the ability to teach our high school kids because we were so overextended. So she's transformed the whole academic program, giving them wonderful academic education and putting so much heart and love into the children that they all love her so much. Radhika Devi Dasi. Nitya Manjari. Nitya Manjari is like the rock of the school. She's the best nuts and bolts teacher on the planet in that she can teach kids who don't want to learn the basics in their education. And she sticks it out with such determination, and finally they just surrender to her. She's also the best baker that in the school. The kids are. Then there's I had it in the reverse order because Nitya is senior, but I my papers, please forgive me. Chalpaklata Devi Dasi. Just being around Chalpaklata, everybody remembers Gurudev. And she's brought in such a nice, sweet mood that contributes to the family mood we've developed in our school. And she's actually a really good teacher. Really good teacher. Chalpaklata Devi Dasi. And, of course, there's the person who's always in the background. Not seeking any attention, but Gopinandini. Guruma. One of her main contributions is to keep my Purusha Bhav in check. Since then, Gopinandini. But also, she's just by her mood and her devotion. By her mood and devotion, she's done so much to improve the quality of our school this year, just by arranging the school in such a way that it's so nice for our children. Now she's also going to be going to Los Angeles, and I hope the devotees there will appreciate her. I hope the devotees in Los Angeles will appreciate her there as much as we do here. We're giving a part of our heart to the LA Temple, so please take good care of her. And now our children, these are Gurudev's little flowers. Some of them have the rough edges, but they're flowers. A couple of thorns. But they're Gurdjieff flowers, and my prayer every day is that I don't trample on his garden, so please help me, Gurdjieff. Our first one is Kishore, little Kishore. Stand up, Kishore. He is the daughter. Gurdjieff, the equipment needs some repair, I better take over here. This is the son of Anuradha and the grandson of Champaklata and Pram Kishore. Harivam Kishore Prabhu. And what Kishore likes the best, what he likes the best about Gurudev is that he can defeat all the demons. And then there's Kanai Prabhu, son of Madhavi. And Vidura. Takes two. Son of Madhavi and Vidura. And grandson of Shyamala and Tirtha Pada. And do you want to say your little verse? And what Kanaya likes best about Gurudev is that he can live both in the material world and the spiritual world at the same time. The next one may not stand up, but her name is Janavi. And she got the award for the sweetest person in the school this year. And she's actually quite an amazing student and a wonderful girl, and we're very happy to have her in the school. Janavi Devi Ki. She's the daughter also of Anuradha and the grandchild of Champaklata and Pankisha. Boom. Sweet. And another sweet student is Vishnupriya, the daughter of our Nityananjari. You got your verse, Krishna? Want to say your verse? Our next one is Kavi Varna. He's the son of Kaliya Krishna and Kalindi, who are here somewhere. And he is such a gentle person, so sweet, but yet so strong at the same time. Everybody loves Kavi. So what's your verse, Kavi? Very good. And then, Ram from England. Ram is actually a wonderful boy. This year we've been working on improving his vocabulary, especially when he's angry. But he definitely responds to love and affection, and he's a very sweet and special boy. And he heard Damodar Maharaj's Bhagavad Saptaha in Los Angeles, and we had a little quiz when we came back, and we were thinking, nobody heard. But he heard so much, and it helped having little soldiers in front of him that he was playing with, but he heard everything. And he even corrects the teachers on Krishna Book and Mahabharata. He knows it so much. Yeah.
Janaki Vidandas.
Greeting, the son of Asma. I have my humble found you. I'm praying from the core of my heart that with the torchlight of divine knowledge, you open my eyes, which will be blinded by the darkness of the earth.
Our next boy is our newest student, Vyasadev. And he just joined us recently from Los Angeles. He likes to chant, do service, and fight, not necessarily in that order, but he's really applying himself to the process. And let's see your verse.
O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress, and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, O son of Kunti, of Bharata, and almost like the moment of the
distress. And then there's Jairi Gendelman, the son of Gorangi, from Malachua. Jairi is, he sings like an angel. He's a budding kirtaniya. He has unlimited energy, and he always finds a way to have stomach problems during academics. But he's really a good boy.
If one offers me with love and devotion, a leaf, a flower, some fruit and water, I will accept it.
Okay, our next one, I kind of gonna need some help with any of the boys if I leave. Next one is Srivas. Oh no, is Jaihari? Is Haridas? Haridas from England. Before I met Haridas, I used to think that cheeky meant having big cheeks. But now we're learning there's another angle to it. But he's got such a beautiful taste for kirtan and for fighting.
Okay. O expert in thoughtful man, relish Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of the desire tree of the Vedas. It is emanated from the lips of Sri Sukadeva Goswami. Therefore, this fruit has become even more tasteful, even though its nectarian juice was already relishable for all, including the greatest soul.
Okay, our next one is Srivas, the son of Aniruddha Prabhu, and Yashoda Priyashi here, anyway. He's our student of the year this year because he's just so wonderful service attitude. He chants his rounds. There could be all kinds of joking going around, but he's very serious in getting his commitments to his Gurudev taken care of. And he's even been known to smile every now and then.
Bhavad Vidha Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibhava Tichi Korvanti Tirthani Swanta Sena Gadadmita. My Lord, devotees like your good self are rarely holy places personified. Because you carry the Supreme Personality of Godhead in your heart, you turn all places into places of pilgrimage.
I don't want to leave out Prema Vanya. I'm looking over here on this side. Prema Vanya is also the son of she's also the daughter of Aniruddha and Kalindi. Sorry guys. She's just full of fun and very sweet, and she's made a nice impression on all of us in this school. A great artist. Jamarani, take note.
To those who are constantly devoted to serving the Lord, I give the understanding by which they can come to me.
Okay, now we have Janak Pru. Oh, I gotta get this right. The son of Kaliya Krishna and Kalindi. David. Janak is gentleman personified. He's such nice qualities, such good manners, such a good boy, and we're very fortunate to have him.
Finally, Sri Rupa Goswami gave me shelter at his lotus feet because he understood the innermost heart's desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was able to establish his mission in the world and is very dear to the Lord.
Yeah. Our next devotee is Narottam Prabhu. Narottam is the son of Swati and Manmohan Prabhu. And he's very fun-loving, very intelligent, and very honest. He's a good boy.
Kili Bhagavata Dwara Diya Bhakti Rasa Tamare Itai Tame Preme Goi Pasha. In the book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat, the Lord awakens the melt of Bhakti Rasa in the heart of the living being. And thus the Lord in the heart of his devotee comes into control of the devotee's love.
Swati and Manmohan. Okay, our next student is Jai from Hawaii. We call him Jai from Hawaii, but his name is Jai Dev. But we have so many Jais every now and then that we have to distinguish. He's also the son of Aniruddha Prabhu. He's also the son of Aniruddha Prabhu and Yashoda Priya. And he's a gentle soul, really gentle soul. He never offends anyone, never fights, keeps to his business. And whatever he does, if he's allowed to do it in his own way, he does it so nicely.
Akshino phalam tvadir shidarshanam hi, kano phalam tvadir shidarshasanga, jiva phalam tvadir shikirtanam hi, siru labha bhagavatahi loke. O Vaishnava, to see you is the perfection of the eyes, to touch your lotus feet is the perfection of the body, and to glorify you is the perfection of the tongue, for it is very rare to find a pure devotee within this world.
Okay, next we'll go to the lady's side and we'll do Gopi Govinda Smell. She's the daughter of Nanda Gopal Prabhu and Manju Vasana.
She was in drama.
Were you in the drama last night? No. Her sister. Oh, let me tell you something about Gopi. I don't know how to describe her. She keeps everything inside, but she's so deep, so wise, and so compassionate to the suffering of others. She's such a sweet person.
Nam nam akari bahudani sarva shakti sthacha pita niyamata smarne nakala etha trisi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaiva mentri samihaji naraga. O Bhagavan, your holy name alone can bestow all auspiciousness upon the living entities. Therefore, for the benefit of the jivas, you eternally manifest innumerable names, such as Krishna, Govinda, etc. You are so merciful that out of your causeless mercy, you have not even imposed any restrictions on the chanting and remembrance of the holy name. At any time of the day or night, the holy name can be chanted and remembered. Nonetheless, I am so unfortunate, due to committing offenses, that I have not awoken any attachment to your holy name.
And now, Janava Devi Dasi. Janava, everybody knows Janava, sings so beautifully. She's so sweet, and she's likes to chew gum. She's really just a blessing to have around. She's just a wonderful devotee. She's full of fun, so intelligent, and she writes beautifully.
Daughter
of Shamalal. And daughter also of Tirupada.
Yavar Vidur Namamidam Bhavasam Bhavante Manushyamatadamanitamapi Hanira Tonam Yate Tanapate Tanumeti Avan Nishayasaya Vishayakana Sarvatasyat. This human birth is very rare because it is attained after many births. Even though it is temporary, it can give the highest truth. We cannot obtain the highest truth without Sadhu Sangha,
which is difficult to obtain in any species other than the human form. An intelligent person should therefore endeavor to achieve the ultimate good fortune before death, without delaying for even a fraction of a moment. And what is the ultimate good fortune? The ultimate good fortune is the cultivation of Sri Krishna.
Our next student is Prem Pradeep Guru. He's the son of Gopinandini and myself. And if you want a son, it doesn't get much better than this. That's all I can say. It's such
from a neutral point of view.
From a neutral point of view. I have to touch though, you know. Okay.
Shu Sujane Busuragane, Samantra Shinam Nivadanava Yuvadan Vashane, Sadadambam Hitva Guru Timapurvam Hatitara, Maya Swanta Pratasha to be a Biacherita Pada. Oh, my dear brother, my foolish mind, taking hold of your feet, I humbly pray to you with sweet words. Giving up all pride, please take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev, Sri Vrajadam, the residents of Vraj, the Vaishnavas, the Brahmanas, your Diksha Mantras, and the holy names of the Lord, and the shelter of Kishore Kishori, Radha Krishna, the supreme, eternally youthful divine couple of Vraj.
Before we continue, there's two people who aren't here that I have to mention. One is Keshava Prabhu, is the son of Bhakti Bihari, Govinda Rupini, and he's made so much progress this year in his development of his heart and his desire to be with devotees. He's actually, he's so good with the little children, he couldn't make it here today, but I just wanted to acknowledge him, and I'm glad he's with us. And thank you to his parents. And the other one, who always manages to slip away, but our school wouldn't be the same without, is Nanda Kishore. He's, you all know the red-headed Nanda? Nanda Kumar. Nanda Kishore, sorry. But he does so much service. Whatever is needed, he just jumps in and done. He cooks, he teaches, he works on computers, and he does everything with such a sweet mood. He cares so much for all the devotees. And he's just like so much a part of our life here. We love him very much. Nanda Kumar Ki. He's doing service right now to two devotees who needed to get something printed. So just to help out, he left and he's facilitating their seva. So just to let you know, that's the kind of devotee he is. I wanted to acknowledge, I'll make the acknowledgments after I finish with the students, because there's some devotees who I have to acknowledge. The next student I want to mention is Gaur Pran. Gaur Pran has been with us for a long time now. He's very much attached to being trained in Guru Seva by Premananda Prabhu. He's been there several occasions. And he's grown so much this year, both emotionally and spiritually. And he's an amazing cook. The son of Radha Vinodini and Bharata Prabhu and Vardhanya Prabhu. Don't ask me about that one, please. But so we do unusual things in Badger.
Aho bata ko patuto ganiyan Rajdi vagre bata de nama chugyam Te kustapha juhuva sasmaraya Tumana tu nama ginatiyete Oh how glorious is someone who chants the name of Sri Hari. Even born in the family of dog eaters, he is worshipable and superior to all. To be chanting the name of Sri Hari, he must have performed austerities, done fire sacrifices, bathed in the holy places of pilgrimage, studied the Vedas, and achieved all good qualities of the Aryans.
And Last but not least, this is a lot of poetry. Son of Rishabdev and his Chinchadevi. And Madhukarabhu is probably one of the most determined people I've ever met. And he applies that determination to his desire to be with the Vaishnavas, to sing bhajans, to learn shlokas. When most devotees and boys like to play, he's chanting, reading the shastra. He's self-motivated in his Krishna consciousness, and he's a wonderful boy.
Oh, my dear mind, please do not perform either Dharma or Adharma mentioned in the Shrutis. Rather, you should render profuse loving service unto Shishi Radha Krishna here in Raj. Always meditate on Sachinandan Gaur Hari as being non-different from Shri Nandanandan, and always remember Shri Gurudev as being most dear to Shri Mukunda.
And lastly, there's too many devotees to thank individually for all the help they've done in the school, but I want to mention three. One is Tamopahaprabhu, who, when hearing that this summer we're going to be traveling, we have received Srila Gurudev's blessings to travel all over the country, as he mentioned, to glorify the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami in the line of Mahaprabhu. He's given us his blessings, and Tamopahaprabhu came up with a van. We're going to be taking boys and girls around. So if anybody wants us to come to their place, we put on a little program. We're traveling all around the country, finishing up the south, going north first. And I also want to especially thank Sadananda Prabhu for his generous donations every month, regularly, to support our school. Sadananda Prabhu and Gopal's help us. And lastly, once I was in the airport with Gurudev, and I went up to him and I said, Gurudev, I feel very fortunate to have this connection with you in service. And he looked at me and he said, you're right. And if it wasn't for Srila Gurudev, those of you who know me, I'd be walking around the Port Authority in New York mumbling to myself. So I just want to express in whatever way I can from the core of my heart to Srila Gurudev for creating this school, for sustaining it, for inspiring it, and for allowing me to be part of it and to be with these beautiful children and teachers. I pray that I don't trample his garden and that he'll allow me to grow in bhakti so I can become his instrument more and more. Srila Gurudev,
after the kirtan, all the devotees who have come for darshan, we would like that all of you could meet with Srila Gurudev privately, but it is very difficult to arrange that. So all of you, I know that there are many who have brought some present, and they would just like to offer that to Srila Gurudev and make their pranam, and just meet Gurudev briefly. We invite you to come forward. We'll open this area here. You can all come forward and pay your respects. Dandavat pranam to Srila Gurudev. And if you have anything to offer, you can do that also. After the kirtan. Hare Krishna. We'll make an aisle here and an aisle like this.
Both
so
sides.
They can.
Ladies, after all, they can go this way and.
Keep on.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Come on. I'm very happy. That Mahendra Prabhu, his wife, Gopanandi, and also wife,
Nitya Manjari, Radhika, Radhika, Champana,
Radha Kishore, Jai Shri.
I'm very happy that students are studying and also they are studying Krishna consciousness. Oh, in other schools, no Krishna consciousness, nothing. Only they are studying, eating fish, meat, eggs, everything. But here, for the bit, they are becoming very qualified boys with the study Krishna consciousness. They hear our classes, remember slokas as they are studying, and their life is
successful.
A sanskar is coming.
Impression.
And I think that in whole life they will be happy and devoted. So you should try to know Krishna Bhakti and thus study and try to know more missions, that is our teaching, and thus you should be happy in your life. I think that this school is very, very good, other than school also. I want that more children should come, more and more, and we can help them. Even poor devotee children, those who have no money, will have to arrange that their children also be here, and they should study here. I think so many devotees are helping. They want to help more. They want to make a separate his own land, and in that land a school also. I think Tamo Mahaprabhu is doing well. He is giving it God because that he can take children here and there.
The number in LA.
So I want that we should all help that in future so many children from everywhere they should come and they should be studying here. Go Pran.
Hare Krishna. One very brief announcement related to the school. Last year, we did a little fundraising, and we talked about all the sacrifices that the teachers are making to train the students. And Krishna Kanta Prabhu and his wife, Yogamaya, have, for the last couple of years, worked very hard in association with some famous musicians to make this wonderful book of devotional songs. All of the songs are sung by the Gurukulis from here in the New Braj School. And it's produced to a very high professional standard and has the likes of Chrissy Hynde singing on it and other famous persons. So this book is now available to you at the bookshop. And the proceeds of the book, the profits of the book, and there's also a CD, which I'll try to show you in the back. This is where you need forearms and not two. Okay. There's my third arm. So the CD is right in the back of the book, and the music is here. So you get a book and a really very professionally produced CD. It's fantastic for gifts. It's great for Sankirtan. They're available for $15 retail, but the devotees can buy them, of course, at the devotee wholesale price for distributing all around the world. So it has Gurudev's commentary on all of these devotional songs. We hope you like it, and we hope you buy one to help support the New Braj School. And in addition to the New Braj School, Gaurasundar Prabhu, a little donation from the sale of each book goes to help his parents support his medical needs. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Another quick announcement. Many of you have seen this calendar. Some of you have purchased it. Some others don't even have it yet. Srimati Shamarani wanted that every single person, whoever they were, could get an opportunity to have these beautiful windows to the spiritual world. All of her most important paintings are here, then directly under the direction of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev. So we're asking everyone to help the Navadvip Project. All proceeds from the sale of this calendar will go directly to the Navadvip Project. If you've already gotten one, buy another one and give it to somebody as a gift. It's only $10. It's price to sell. You can get all of the paintings. You can frame them in your home when the calendar is done. It started in March. It goes from March to March, so it's only 2 months old. So please take advantage and get this calendar. It'll be at the table after the darshan. And another quick announcement, please, about Isha Prabhu, who does all of the work for doing the videos, the DVDs, and the MP3s, make recording everything that Gurudev says and does, and then provides it for free on the internet for all of us to download. And the reason he does this is because outside of America, there are thousands of impoverished devotees. Devotees like in Russia, who spend an entire year collecting enough money just to take the train from one end of Russia to the other to go to a program and have no money to even get back to their home just so they can go to the program, just so they can see Srila Gurudev. They're getting the opportunity to download the videos, download the lectures on their computers free of charge. We need to support this project. Everyone who will go over to the table today and make a little donation to help the free distribution of these lectures and DVDs will get a little gift from Isha Das today. So everyone, please go over, make a little donation to help this project and make it keep working. Thank you very much.
Anyone wants a free newsletter from the school? Also, we have them.
Mother Kalimba, be at the table or come and see. Amount of work on the calendar. She deserves a lot of credit.
Srila Gurudev actually wanted this calendar. In, I believe it was the beginning of January, that Vishwambar got the order to do that. Vishwambar Prabhu, beginning of January?
Yeah, January.
And then in no time, Kalinda Didi?
Kanakamandari.
Where is she? There. She did a marvelous job. So beautiful. It's the most beautiful calendar that I personally ever seen.
So we all know that Guruji Didi's program in LA Temple. So the next 2 or 3 months, that temple is going to either go under or is going to be successful. So I'm requesting all those single persons who are not married, who have no responsibility, who have no seva, they can come and talk to Gopinath Didi and at least give 2 or 3 months to that temple. Once it's running, then it'll be successful. But if people don't come and dedicate and serve, the temple will go on. Thank you very much. So though they can come and speak to Gopinath Didi, those who want to dedicate something. And all Mr.
Now any question you make an alley here? make an alley here where Shamarani sits so that the bodies can easily pass, and also here. If we can make a little pathway here so that the bodies who come forward can. All of you who have not yet had darshan with Srila Gurudev, closely they can come forward and offer your gifts if you brought any.
I'll come right over after this.
Okay, let us have some, please.
My pleasure.
How can I see you in him?
In your husband. If he serves Guru Nanak, friendship.
Okay, let us come.
Sure, Gurudev, I've been selling some photos. I want to give you some small donation.
No, we can keep it. Come. Oh, Vinita has come. Oh. Mungfali.
Hi.
Mungfali, le hai.
I want to talk my pitch. We came to Hawaii to see you this year. We weren't all, and we came to Florida, and here we are with you again. We hope to be able to catch many waves.
Turn the boat on.
Govinda.
Govinda.
Mother of Vishnu.
Vishnu's mother. His father has not come?
Yes, he will give me for my son coming. Mother of Narsundra, Malini.
Please bless me to have love and peace.
Come. Name Dharun.
You've given her Harina many 3 years before in Alachua, and today is her birthday.
Should I continue with my business and give money, or should I try to give it up? How is it?
Hurry up, we are moving. Hurry up.
Thank you. First of all, I wanted
Best among the devotees. Best among the devotees.
I need you to understand that I truly appreciate all that you've done. You know, helped me change and improve my life and with opportunities to serve. And I'm hoping I can free myself up so I can serve if not in Navakir.
On my part. I'll
talk to you in
your
right hand. So best of the day.
I have to preach my mission everywhere. Be very strong. No more.
You just initiated me. I would like to know what I can do to serve you.
As you can do, I mean, this is fun. But you have quality.
I want to come to Kartik next year.
Yes.
Very good.
It was a weak pathway.